believe this. Our next guest is from WA.
Yes.
And at the moment, the lady is in Kimber. Would that be suggesting that she's driving all the... No.
Well, let's find out, because it's a real pleasure to welcome the champion
of
the women's sprint, the Bay Sheffield winner. She joins us now, Julia Phillips. Congratulations, Julia. Where are you and what are you doing?
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm in Kimber. I'm actually right in front of the big pink galah that they have at their famous service station here.
Just so you can take our call? Yeah, what better place to be?
It was a welcome respite. My poor boyfriend's been sitting in the car listening to me sing Taylor Swift for the last few hours.
So Julia...
He's having a break and walking it off.
Well done.
And here I am.
Now, Julia, are you driving all the way back home to WA? That wouldn't be it, would it?
Oh, no, I have done it before. It's a long drive.
It's a long drive? It's the other side of the world.
Oh, Lord, yeah, no, it truly is. It feels like it by the time you get to the end of it. No, we're actually popping down to the Eyre Peninsula to head up to Coppin Bay, Port Lincoln.
Oh, you lucky devil, Julia.
Oh, yeah.
You got to try. You like oysters?
I love them, yeah.
Julia, they are the best oysters. Do yourself a favour, love. Get on the boat at Coffin Bay. Get them to take you out to where all the oyster farms are.
Great minds think alike. Yep, I'm on it. I've booked it.
I have, yeah. And they'll give you a lovely Sauvignon Blanc as you're driving there, and they'll pick the oysters straight out of the water, and they'll just slide down.
Do you know what? I've done you one better. So my boyfriend, he doesn't drink wine, he doesn't like oysters, but I booked him the full package as well, so I can have double. I planned it well.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Julia, you don't only run fast, you're a good thinker.
Sorry, what was that?
I said you don't only run fast, but you're a good thinker. Paying his money
is too kind.
Exactly right.
Well, you've got 10 grand you just won. I suppose you could use it, couldn't you?
I'm throwing it out the door. My dad's disappointed face, but I'm on a spending spree.
Well done, you. Just let's get back to the win last night down there at Collie Reserve. What a place to be, and you getting the job done. I mean, just brilliant. The final, 13.61. How good a run for you was that?
Oh, it was, yeah, look, honestly, it's been years of trying to fight back form. I've had a breakout season when I was about 22, 23, you know, not working at uni, perfect conditions to train, happy as Larry. And, you know, then work comes along and all the things that come with life. And so I had to kind of recalibrate now as a 30-year-old and find that balance. And it's taken a while. And it was one of those moments where it came together and it was almost surreal that it finally did.
Well, Julia, why is it suddenly come together? Tell me.
Look, I don't want to give him a big head, but my boyfriend Rob, he's also my coach, he's a good boy. He's a CrossFitter originally, and basically kind of came to him really quite frustrated with how I was going, and I don't know, he just listened. He looked at my life, and he kind of helped me find something that would work. So it's a really tailored program, but and it's a little bit different, a little bit weird, normal athletics program, but it works. Not one hat fits all, but yeah, it's come together.
This is a great story, Flip. And what a delightful young lady we're talking to. Unbelievable. Oh. You're so bubbly.
Well, these compliments. Gosh, you should, keep throwing them in. And then I'll play this back for my boyfriend so he can realise.
Julia, how many are in Rob's stable? Is he just looking after you, or has he got a few others that he's giving a bit of advice and guidance to?
Oh, just me at the moment. He looks after Jim for a couple of other athletes that are floating around Victoria and also Queensland. So, friends of mine and people that I've seen running at the track before. But, yeah, I am the lonely, only athlete at the moment.
Julia, going into the final, how were you feeling? Because you ran well in both the heats and the semi-final. So you must have been slightly confident that you could get the job done.
You know, the funniest thing was it started raining and there was thunder and lightning. And I had this real moment where I'm a really good worker. I always have been. And the conditions were far from perfect. And I actually thought, you know, it couldn't be better for me, you know, just to kind of have the mentality of going out there. And if I can work,
yep.
I can beat them at that. And so I think I took a lot of confidence from that. And I started the warm up and it was exactly that. Suddenly that confidence kind of seeped into everything that I was doing. I was like, yeah, I really think I can really do this. I can push this.
At what stage did you feel you had the final one?
Oh, it was a funny one. I think I managed to get in front of the front markers. For that halfway down the race, and then down the field. Sorry, and then there was a point where I was like, oh, I could feel the girls behind me, but I ran scared a little bit, but I saw that finish line. I was like, and yeah, I could feel myself almost lift to it.
Julie, you're off the 7 meter mark. I mean, yeah, so you get a bit of a look at a few of the others in the field. How will that mark be affected on the back of the win?
Oh, I have no doubt that mark is long gone in the past, and I'll be wearing the red jersey for a while. But
the back of the field.
Absolutely. I think I'm gone, and I'll put my hand up and say I'll go there. I think it's a real honour to wear the red, so I think I'd love to join the girls back there.
You've been to the Bay Sheffield before. You got to the semis a few years back. I mean, how good is it to get back here and grab that ultimate win?
Oh, it's awesome. I think Glenelg Bay's my favourite. It was the first pro race I ever went to, and it's stayed my favourite ever since. It's got an atmosphere unlike any other. Now that I do surf club, I think it's the beachy kind of vibe that you combine with the time of year. It's fun. It's really, really fun. And there's a lot of the tenseness that you can feel at other events isn't there. I've absolutely loved it. So to be there in the final was one thing, and to win it, I think it's become a really special place now.
How did you handle the rain and in particular the lightning when that came? How were you feeling then?
I did actually say to some of the girls in the field, I really hope I don't make a name for myself as the first girl to Bay Sheffield to be electrocuted.
Hit by lightning.
I thought, Dad would find that one was funny, actually. But I had a moment of worry, but then they gave us a 20-minute breather, and it passed overhead. And it honestly just added a bit of drama, I think, to the background in the end. It was not an issue.
For you, I mean, you were originally a beach sprinter, so then to come onto the track as a pro runner, I mean, how difficult was that to make the transition?
Oh, I actually started as a track girl. So I was a track girl into pros, and I actually went to beach when I was about 25, so a couple of years into my career, just because I wanted a break. And now I call myself a beachy completely, and so now I leave the beach to go to the grass. But yeah, it's a really different style of running. I think that's the easy way. It's a slightly different position, given the terrain, to be able to hold your form and exert power on the track.
So, Julian, now you've won the Bay Chef. Do you have another ambition you want to achieve during your career?
Yeah, I've actually got some old PBs, some old track PBs that I've got my eye on. So I'm heading up to ACT State Champs in a couple of weeks,
good.
I'm hoping I can finally topple those. It's been about 7 years since I've set them.
Oh, brilliant.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you're doing some travelling. I know you're a great runner at Ballarat, and, puts your name on the moniker there as well. So things are going – you're doing some Ks, Julia.
I'm nipping around. It's great fun. The joys of being a teacher. I get the next 6 weeks off, so – making the most of it and heading around and enjoying a few holidays.
So how long will you stay in South Australia after you go to have those lovely oysters?
We've got about a week, so we head back on the 5th. Yeah, so a little bit of time and enjoy some, beach, oysters, wine, then get back to reality, get back to training.
Just so good.
What a lifestyle.
I live in the dream.
And you're allowed to. Goodness me.
This time of year, teachers live the dream.
Exactly. You're still wearing the sash or not? You're taking it off?
Oh, no. My boyfriend did try to get me wear it out last night, and I was absolutely not. Then this morning he tried to get me cornflakes out of the trophy. And again, I was like, no, I can't. Sacrilegious. I can't do that.
Well, I tell you what, Julia, don't let him anywhere near the $10,000. He can have the cornflakes, he can have the oysters, but nowhere near the $10,000 smackaroos.
Again, great minds think alike.
Yeah, you do so well. Julia, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Enjoy your little break there in Kimber. We enjoyed having the chance to chat with you, and you did such a fantastic job. We'll recognise you next year in the red because you'll have everyone in front of you, but you go strong again, and we look forward to chatting again, Julia.
Good on you, Julia.
Thanks,
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
You will do.
Well, what a delightful young lady.
What a talent.
Oh, yeah. Off, hey, just run the bay shift, drive to Kimber, now go to Coffin Bay, get a boat to the oysters.
And got 10 large in my kick.
Yeah. 10 large in my kick. And what's more, she'll eat a boyfriend's share of the oysters out of the Sauvignon Blanc. Not a bad day's work.
That is a fantastic effort, isn't it? Yeah, she did so very, very well. And, yeah, it did the jump. As you mentioned, Cage in the heats did a very, very good time.
Yes,
1386 in the heat, final 1361. So she got it going, had a look at that line, and then just powered to the end. Got past the others and got powered to the end.
Absolutely. So. And the thing that stuck with me was the fact that she took a break and met her boyfriend.
Yes.
Changed a few things around, got back into it, and now has won the bay chef. That's great stuff.
Finished their studies, a teacher, so
yeah, exactly.
She gets a bit of a breather and can get to enjoy that. A special guest, I hope you enjoyed chatting, listening to that. We certainly enjoyed chatting with her, and that was our bay chef winner in the women's division, Julia Phillips.